What comes to mind when you think of clowns?
I'm Krusty the Clown, and I'm going to kill you.
Whether you like them or not, clowns remind us not to take ourselves too seriously.
I'm Krusty the Clown, and I don't like you.
But clowns serve other purposes as well. In the 1998 film Patch Adams, a doctor in training takes clowning to another level, using it to provide comic relief to the patients in his hospital as part of the treatment.
A doctor's mission should be not just to prevent death, but also to improve the quality of life. That's why you treat a disease, you win, you lose. You treat a person, I guarantee you'll win, no matter what the outcome.
That true story was set in Richmond, Virginia, but right here in the Bay Area, in a quiet hospital wing at California Pacific Medical Center, some unlikely sounds float down the hallway. An accordion, a ukulele, and laughter. Luz Gagiola and Molly Shannon make their daily rounds at Bay Area hospitals. They're part of the Alameda-based Medical Clown Project, bringing their unique type of therapy to ailing hospital patients. KALW's Mwende Hazy went on a tour of the pediatrics wing with the clowns.
My name is Luz Gagiola. I'm a medical clown. We're here at the California campus of CPMC Medical Center.
Hi, my name is Molly Shannon. I'm a medical clown with the Medical Clown Project.
These clowns go wherever they're most needed. Last year, Gagiola and Shannon brought their act to a less traditional venue, a hospital. Right now, they're getting ready for their rounds. Gagiola opts for the classic clown look with a tiny red top hat and a big red nose. Shannon wears a white lab coat with sequins and a vintage nurse's hat.
I feel like the world takes itself a little too seriously, so like all the times when we can infiltrate the normal world and help people to have a little bit of fun in some kind of way, you know, is really important, I think, and sort of magical.
Before they go out on the floor, the clowns tune their instruments and agree on their shtick for the day.
We're doing the angle today of that we're looking for our big break. So everyone is kind of we heard there may be a producer or a director.
The clowns bounce into a busy waiting room where four preteens and their parents are sitting and waiting.
Hello, everybody. How you doing? My name's Big Time. Dr. Big Time, this is Little Something. We're Big Time and Little Something. We're looking for our big break. We heard all you guys are Hollywood producers, right? Out here in California.
The main goal of the Medical Clown Project is to lower stress in the entire ecosystem of a hospital. Every single person, from the person who's cleaning the rooms, to the doctors, to the patients, to the family, to the EMTs, even the cab drivers.
Jeff Raz is the artistic director of the Medical Clown Project. He's tagging along with us today on our rounds.
There's no research that shows that being serious improves health, but there's lots of research that shows laughter and humor reduce stress and improve healing and health. So that's the axis we're working on.
The project started 2 years ago and currently has 7 professional clowns. Their clowning is paid through a grant that lets them work in 15 units in 4 different hospitals in the Bay Area. All the clowns have toured with the likes of Cirque du Soleil, Ringling Brothers, and the San Francisco women's troupe, Circus Finelli. To become a hospital clown, they go through training in how to interact with sick patients and their families.
So they just knocked on a door and checked in with a parent and got an okay to come in. Now they'll also, as soon as they're in there, they've already started reading the room. What's the energy in the room? Is there, what's the tension level in the room? What's on the walls in the room? Even the smells. Is there a disinfectant smell here? We always get permission.
No one wants to be a hospital patient. Medical staff come in and out of your room and give you unpleasant medications. You can't even choose when or what you'll eat. The clowns say their job is to give a patient an opportunity to control their environment. A no is just as good as a yes to the clowns because they gave the patient control. The curtains are closed and the only sound in the room is the beep of machines. In the bed is a sleepy preschool-aged boy with tubes taped to his arms. He lights up at the sight of the clowns. Shannon and Gahiola sense the need for a softer interaction with the Tatman family.
Jeff, Erica, and Brody. And Brody is the little guy that's here in the hospital. He has leukemia. This is the third time we've seen him now. And it's funny, every time they come, I always have a huge smile on my face, too. It's good even for not just for the patients, but for the parents, because the parents are going through a rough time, too. And laughter is a healing process, too. It helps you heal, you know, in different ways, and makes everything easier when you're laughing.
The California Pacific Medical Center fosters a number of alternative healing programs like Qigong, guided imagery, and musical performances through their Institute of Health and Healing. The clowns are a little different because of their consistent presence in the hospital. And Roz says the results are measurable.
Sometimes our observations, the interactions that work, don't work, can be very helpful to a nurse, to the child life specialist, to the doctor. And as we grow, we're right now exploring ways that we can put our observations into the charts.
We've all heard laughter is the best medicine, but in a hospital, it can also bond health providers and their patients. A recent study from the New York State Nurses Association showed therapeutic play developed trust and soothed anxiety in both the patient and the nurse. The clowns are about to head to the ICU when they run into one of their biggest fans in the hallway.
My name is Rita Pozanova. I'm housekeeper, 14 years I work here. I want they will all the time here, don't go home, because we really need them.
The clowns and Pozanova often do impromptu performances together.
We can sing for you if you want.
That would be lovely.
So, you know, you just have to be ready to pick up every offer that's happening around and integrate it into the play, because it's really about fostering like a playful community atmosphere. So it's really good if you can get the family or the medical staff or the patients involved in just playing with you.
Hospital clowns aren't just for the kids. After lunch, the clowns finish the day in the Alzheimer's units and then the skilled nursing facilities. The Medical Clown Project spends equal time brightening the day of adult patients.
It's just amazing, like, making people happy that are in the hospital. Like, it's, you don't want to say it, I mean, you feel kind of cliche a little bit saying it, but it's really true. Like, it's a great feeling to have people that are in the hospital have something come from outside of the hospital that's such a different world.
And so Shannon and Gahiola will go on shimmying and bouncing through the hospital, spreading laughter and a little bit of joy as they go. In San Francisco, I'm Wenda Hasey for Cross Currents.